Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Onalu Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi makes 7 appeals for economic self-reliance. Center notifies implementation of Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin Act. Nation marks National Technology Day. Governor Nandkishore Yadav salutes scientists and engineers. And Nagaland felicitated for excellence in DigiLocker integration. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon countrymen to become a partner in strengthening the nation amid the West Asia crisis. Addressing a function in Hyderabad yesterday, the Prime Minister made 7 appeals to the nation. He urged citizens to help conserve foreign exchange reserves by reducing consumption of imported fuel through the use of public transport and carpooling. The Prime Minister's appeal comes at a time when crude oil prices are trading at record high prices due to the West Asia crisis and the deadlock in the Strait of Hormuz.
वैश्विक संकट के समय में हमें कर्तव्यों को सर्वोपरि रखते हुए कुछ संकल्प लेने होंगे और उन संकल्पों को पूरे समर्पण भाव से पूरा करना होगा। जैसे एक बड़ा संकल्प है पेट्रोल डीजल का संयम से इस्तेमाल करना हमें पेट्रोल डीजल का उपयोग कम करना होगा।
Prime Minister Modi called for the revival of work from home practices. He further urged people to reduce edible oil consumption and asked farmers to cut dependence on imported chemical fertilizers. Mr. Modi also appealed to citizens to rethink discretionary spending as the country faces economic pressure from rising global energy costs. Center has notified the implementation of the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin Act 2025. The act will be rolled out nationwide from 1st July this year. The Rural Development Ministry said that the Act, which guarantees 125 days of wage employment in every financial year, will empower rural India. A provision of 95,692 crore rupees has been made in the current financial year for operationalization of the new framework across the country. The new Act replaces the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. National Technology Day is being celebrated today, marking the successful testing of nuclear bombs in Pokhran, Rajasthan in 1998. The day celebrates the country's scientific achievements, technological advancements, and growing innovation ecosystem. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to countrymen on the occasion, recalling with pride the hard work and dedication of scientists which led to the successful tests. Addressing a program on National Technology Day in New Delhi, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh highlighted India's growth in the sector.
2014, we had just 350 to 400 startups. Today, we have more than 2 lakh. We stand number 3 in the world ecosystem of startups. In just one decade, our defense production has gone up by 174 times to 1.54 lakh crore. And our defense export has gone up 34 times in just one decade, up to 23,622 crore.
On the occasion of National Technology Day, Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav extended greetings to all scientists and engineers dedicated to building a modern, developed and strong India. He said the nuclear test in 1998 introduced the world to India's scientific capabilities. The governor said the day reflects the talent, hard work and resolve of the country's scientists for nation building. Nagaland has been felicitated by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology for its outstanding performance in DigiLocker integration. The award was presented during the National Consultative Workshop on Strengthening Cybersecurity Framework for State Data held in New Delhi today. The award was received on behalf of the State Department of Information Technology and Communication by Director Sabu Yashu along with Meghna Priya of the Nagaland State E-Mission Team. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Advisor for Civil Administration Works Division and Taxes, Kadecho Kamo, today urged Gambora's GBs to serve society with courage, integrity and dignity. Addressing the general meeting of the Chokri Area GBs Union at Rihuba in Peg District, he highlighted the evolution of village administration and said GBs hold a dignified role, carrying immense respect and responsibility in society. He said the red coat worn by GBs distinguishes them as custodians of the community and urged them to uphold your office with honesty and courage while safeguarding the interests of the people. Mr. Kamo also stressed the need to respect and honor GBs for their role in preserving values and traditions. Expressing concern over the growing polarization within Naga society, he called on GBs to remain grounded in heritage and introspect on the condition of the society. The advisor said the government is working for public welfare and that the financial condition of the state is improving and urged citizens to support efforts towards stability, peace and development. The State National Vector-Borne Disease Control Program under the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare has launched a statewide pre-monsoon preventive drive against vector-borne diseases, including dengue and malaria. The initiative aims to strengthen community participation and reduce mosquito breeding ahead of the monsoon season, a report.
As part of the drive, the department has appealed to individuals, village councils, urban local bodies, churches, schools and community organizations to inspect their surroundings and remove stagnant water sources that can become mosquito breeding grounds. The public has been advised to regularly clean drains, containers and maintain sanitation and ensure proper disposal of items that collect water. Citizens have also been advised to take precautions such as staying hydrated, using mosquito nets and repellents, and seeking medical attention in case of bleeding symptoms. The department further cautioned against self-medication and use of medicines such as aspirin and ibuprofen during dengue infection. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The department said community awareness and collective action are essential in preventing the spread of dengue and malaria. The government has said that sufficient stocks of petrol and diesel are available across the country and LPG is being supplied continuously for domestic cooking needs. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that the government is ensuring the supply of fuel to the consumers.
भारत सरकार ने कई इफेक्टिव स्टेप्स लिए हैं और ये सुनिश्चित करने की कोशिश की है कि आम उपभोक्ता को कम से कम असुविधा के साथ फ्यूल सप्लाई की आपूर्ति सुनिश्चित की जा सके हमारी क्रूड इन्वेंटरी मेंटेन है हमारी रिफाइनरीज ऑप्टिमम लेवल पर ऑपरेट कर रही हैं किसी रिटेल आउटलेट पर कोई ड्राई आउट नहीं है एलपीजी डिस्ट्रीब्यूटरशिप पर भी कोई ड्राई आउट रिपोर्टेड नहीं है पेट्रोल और डीजल के पर्याप्त स्टॉक्स अवेलेबल हैं
She reiterated Prime Minister Narendra Modi's appeal to reduce the consumption of petrol and diesel. And in Assam, Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya has invited Chief Minister-elect Himanta Biswa Sarma to form a new government, paving the way for the NDA's third consecutive term in the state. The governor will administer the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Sarma and members of the new Council of Ministers tomorrow. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the Veterinary College Playground in Kanapara and is expected to be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several union ministers. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipu Rio and Deputy Chief Ministers D.R. Zeliang and Yantung Opatun are also in Guwahati to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi makes 7 appeals for economic self-reliance. Centre notifies implementation of Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin Act. Nation marks National Technology Day. Governor Nandkishore Yadav salutes scientists and engineers. And Nagaland felicitated for excellence in DigiLocker integration. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.